Unit 8. Loud music makes me tense.
Section B.
1A. Match each slogan with one of the products. 1B. Make a list of three products you like and three products you don't like.
2A. Listen. Do the people like the products in 1A? Write yes for the products they like and no for the products they don't like.
Wow! Look at this ad for Easy Care Shampoo for the shiniest hair ever.
I can't stand ads like that. They make me really mad.
Why?
They make you think that you can look like the person in the ad. But I bought that shampoo and it didn't work.
I agree. Look at this one. Look out sunglasses for that mysterious look. I'll bet they don't even keep out the sun.
And what about this one? Beauty cream, the silky skin soap.
Wait a minute. I tried beauty cream and it worked really well. It makes your skin really soft. Have you ever tried Starshine toothpaste?
Oh, you mean whiter than white. Yeah, I tried it and it tastes terrible. I'd never use it.
I guess you shouldn't believe everything you read.
2B. Listen again. What do the people say about the products? Draw lines to match.
2C. Group work. Look at your list in 1B and make conversations.
Have you ever had Beijing duck?
Yeah, I love it.
Have you ever had...
Yeah, and it made me...
3A. What's the article about? Do you agree with it? Advertising. Pros and cons. In the modern world, advertising is everywhere. Some people think that ads are great. Others hate ads, saying that they make our cities and countryside look ugly. Many ads are aimed specifically at teenagers, and some young people see more than 100 advertisements a day. It's true that some ads can be very useful. For instance, they can help you to compare two different products so that you can buy the one you really need. They can also help you save money. When prices are listed, you can go to the store with the lowest price. Ads also tell you when stores are having sales. However, some advertising can be confusing or misleading. Sometimes the words sound good but don't really tell you anything about the quality of the product. At other times, the picture in an ad looks a lot better than the real thing, so you have to be careful. At times, an ad can lead you to buy something you don't need at all.
3B. Complete this article using the information about two or more products in 2A and 2B. 3C. Look at the slogans in 1A. Write slogans for your favorite products.
4. Pair work. Discussion. How do these posters make you feel?
I would love to jump out of a plane.
Not me. This picture makes me feel tense.
Jump with us. Call now to join our club. Pollution is your problem, too. Call 555-9898 to help. Some clothes are for work. Some clothes are for play.